Hi, it's Jackie Almer, and thanks so much for taking a few minutes to listen to this very exciting interview with Send Out Card's top income earner, Jordan Adler. Now, just a little bit of background on Jordan. Jordan and I have actually been friends for over 20 years. We met before network marketing. We actually met at a gym in Phoenix, Arizona, and then found out that we were both working at the same airline. And if you've followed the airline industry at all, you know that it's a very turbulent industry, no pun intended, with lots of ups and downs. Well, Jordan has quite a story, and I don't want to steal his thunder. I want him to be able to share that with you. But I wanted to invite Jordan in just to give you an opportunity to listen to a little bit about his story, what he's done, how Send Out Cards has affected his life, and what you can expect if you decide to partner with us. Now, I will tell you just from my own experience having known Jordan for such a long time, he really is the real deal. He's a great guy. He has built a business literally from the ground up. He'll share some of his struggles, some of his pitfalls, some of the challenges that he went through in getting started. So if you've experienced any of those yourself, hopefully that will make you feel a little more comfortable knowing that you can actually do it too. So without any further ado, please help me welcome my special guest, Jordan Adler. Jordan, tell us a little. First of all, thank you for joining us. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Jackie. I'm glad to be here. This is great.
Okay. So tell us a little bit about your story and what you've experienced with network marketing and your background.
You bet. You know, I picked up a book at a garage sale back in the probably the 70s. I bought it for about a quarter, and it was a book on network marketing. And I read the book and got really excited about the network marketing profession. But I grew up in a lower middle income family in the south suburbs of Chicago, and my father worked very hard. He didn't make a lot of money, but he worked very hard in his career, and he saved up enough money for me to go to college for a year, and I paid the next 3 years of my college and got a degree in landscape architecture. Right out of school, moved to Arizona with a suitcase, a guitar, and $250 and some big dreams, and I went through the corporate America thing, and I spent 17 years in corporate America just really trying to climb that ladder. And at the same time, that seed of entrepreneurial drive, whatever you want to call that, was planted in me when I read that book. And so I started answering classified ads and trying different little businesses. And over the course of about 10 years, I got involved in 11 different network marketing companies. Every single one of them, I quit before making any money. I never made a penny in any of those companies. I spent money in every company, but I never made money. And then around 1992, I got involved with my 12th network marketing company, and I met some people that really kind of shifted my thinking. It was a change in my thinking that ultimately allowed me to begin to have some success. And that was the company that, you know, we worked together, and I was with that company for 13 years and made millions of dollars with that company, actually. And that was after being involved in 11 network marketing companies in 10 years and never making a penny. And it was just a personal development journey. And I figured out that I needed to shift my focus. It really wasn't so much about what I was doing as much as it was about what I was focusing on. And so I became a real advocate of the network marketing profession. I love it. I love what it can do for people in terms of residual income and creating a life, you know, really truly a dream life as you build it over time. So I don't know how much detail you want me to get into. I could always go into more if you'd like.
Well, yeah, tell us a little bit about why Send Out Cards and what happened with your first company, the company that you and I didn't mention that, but you and I partnered in my first network marketing company, a long time ago. And so tell us a little bit about that and then what led you to your involvement with Send Out Cards.
Yeah, actually, Jackie, when you joined my organization in my last network marketing company, you were around my 16th distributor, personally sponsored distributor, and you were the first organization that really took off, and you were responsible for the largest part of my organization, somewhere around 12,000 distributors. Your organization was responsible for that. And I'll tell you what, I started meeting people on lunches 3 or 4 days a week. I would invite somebody to come sit with me over lunch, and I would explain the concept of our company. And my goal was to sign up about 1 out of 12 people. I wanted to sign up more than 1 out of 12, but I found that only about 1 out of 12 would get started. And so every month I would share the opportunity with about 12 people over lunches, and I did that over the course of a couple of years. and signed up 19 people in 2 years, and you were my 16th distributor, and then you signed up a lady named Judy from New Mexico, and her organization really took off. And quite frankly, it was one organization that broke me loose. It was one distributor, and that was you. And that organization led to literally thousands and thousands of distributors and tens of thousands of customers over the next few years. And I had been with that company for 13 years, and there was a change in the market that caused things to shift. And the result of that was that I was looking for a new home, and that was back in 2004. And I was being recruited by a lot of different companies. I had phone calls and emails coming in to the point where it was quite overwhelming, and I really needed some peace and quiet. And so I shut everything off, and I took a drive up to my place in the mountains, and I was still getting my mail, and I started getting cards in the mail from a guy that I didn't know. So I wasn't getting my phone calls, and I wasn't getting my emails. I shut that all down because I just couldn't handle the noise anymore, but I was getting my mail. And some of the cards that I was getting in the mail from this guy that I didn't know had DVDs in them, and it was all the same DVD, but it was all in different cards. And after getting the fourth or fifth DVD, I decided to pop it in, and so I put it into my DVD player, and I watched it. And I got really excited, and I'll tell you why. My mother used to teach me to write thank you cards when I was a kid, and I stopped writing thank you cards when I got busy, and, you know, life just gets fast. You know, we all get moving pretty fast, and I stopped writing thank you cards years ago. And also, I read books by people like Joe Girard, the greatest salesman in the world. He's in the Guinness Book World Records. Tom Hopkins, How to Master the Art of Selling, people like Harvey McKay, who wrote Swim with the Sharks Without Getting Eaten Alive. Every one of these books talk about the importance of writing handwritten notes and how these people built multi-million dollar businesses by just really appreciating their customers and the people they meet, sending out thank you cards and birthday cards and things like that, and I'd stop doing it. So when I watched the DVD, I got really excited about the whole idea of send-out cards, because it would allow me to do in a matter of minutes what I had stopped doing, and I could do it right from my computer. And so I called the guy that sent me these cards and DVDs, and he got me on my little Vio laptop. I was sitting out on my deck, and I sent a card to my mother, who lives in Chicago. And she likes animals, so I picked a little animal card. She's in her late 70s. Typed a note to her, told her I loved her, and told her how much I appreciated her and what a great mom she had been. And I hit send, and a physical card the next morning goes out in the mail. I don't even touch the card. It's got a stamp on it for under a dollar. And so I went ahead and sent that card, and I told Damar, I said, I really want to sign up for this. This is really cool. And so I signed up, and I have boxes of business cards that I collected over the years, people that I really didn't do a very good job of staying in touch with. And over the next couple of days, I sat out on my deck in a beautiful 72-degree days, and I sat out on my deck with my little Vio laptop and a box of business cards, and I started sending greeting cards out to these people just to reconnect with them, to say, hey, I haven't talked to you in a long time. Hope things are going great. Sure would like to reconnect. Why don't you give me a call sometime? And I sent those cards out. Well, a few days later, my phone started ringing, and we would just get caught up, and they'd ask me what I was up to. And I wasn't really doing send-out cards yet as a business, but it was really intriguing to me. The response I was getting from people was just phenomenal, better than anything that I'd ever seen before. And so I would explain to them what the send out cards thing was, and they started asking me questions, and I'd give them my username and password and just ask them to go in and send a card to someone that they cared about. And next thing I knew, I had four people that were asking me a lot of questions, interested in using the service, and some of them, one of them actually interested in doing it as a business. So I got started as a business builder, and I got to tell you, I could easily imagine millions of people using send-out cards over the next few years, and so I decided to build it as a business. And the result of that is over the past 5 years or so, our team has grown to tens of thousands of distributors and hundreds of thousands of customers. And so it's very, very exciting to see what's happened. And heck, that was back when we just had a flimsy paper greeting card, and today we've got high quality greeting cards, the same card you'd buy in the store for $3 or $4, you can send for 62 cents plus the stamp, photographic quality cards, and now you can do gift cards and gifts and everything else. There's so many things that you can do with our program.
Wow, that's amazing. Now, I know, and we didn't get into this a whole lot in the introduction, but you've experienced some extreme debt in your life. You mentioned the number of companies that you'd been involved with, but, you know, through your investment in those companies, you had worked your way into some significant debt. What was that number?
Well, I had $36,000 on my credit cards. When the airline that I was working for filed for bankruptcy, they cut our pay in half, and my pay was about $28,000 a year. When they filed bankruptcy, they gave me the option of losing my job or taking $14,000 a year. Well, I chose the $14,000 a year, and I covered the difference between my bills and my income on my credit cards. I'd put it on my credit cards, and I racked my credit cards up to about $36,000. And my 12th network marketing company, actually, over the course of a few years, I was able to make enough money to pay those credit cards down and eventually pay them off and cut them in half. And today, to this day, I only have two credit cards. I pay them off every month, and haven't had a job now since 1992.
That's awesome. So, you know, network marketing has certainly provided the vehicle for you to become debt-free and not deal with those stresses. But let's talk a little bit more about what your involvement with Send Out Cards has done for you in your life beyond the money. I mean, certainly you're the top income earner in the company, and dare I say you're $1 million income earner with the company, and that is fantastic. And we know that the money is great, and a lot of times people have a hard time getting their head wrapped around those type of incomes. But let's talk a little bit more about what the involvement has done for you in your life in a different level.
You bet. There's so many different things. One of the things that I've been able to do that I love doing is I look for opportunities to really help people that, you know, and we all have things that come up that where we want to be able to extend a helping hand financially. And unless you have the money, you can't do anything with it. I'll just give you an example. I was back in Chicago, Illinois. My father is 78 years old. He still has a little business to kind of get him out of the house. Last year, his business made him about $2,000 the whole year. But he drives a lot, and he's got an old Buick with 175,000 miles on it, and it's really beat up, and it's starting to break down. And when I was back there, I saw this, and I go, you know what? I'm going to surprise my dad with a brand-new car. So I came back to Arizona, and I went down to the Buick dealership, and I bought a brand-new Buick Lucerne, paid cash for it, and I shipped it back on a truck, and it shows up in his, you know, a big truck pulls up to the front of his house, and they unload this big, beautiful new Buick Lucerne into his driveway. And my dad, this just gives you an idea of his mindset. He says to me, once he got the car, he says, Jordan, I wasn't sure if I was supposed to tip the guy, so I gave him $5.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought that was pretty funny. But that's, you know, and then also I like to go to concerts and shows, Broadway shows and things like that, and I like to sit up front. And when you and I like to bring my friends. And so, you know, when you do that kind of thing, those tickets cost a lot more. Usually I have to get them through brokers. But I can do that today. And that was a dream that I had for years and years and years, was to be able to do that. I also just booked a trip around the world to 13 places of a lifetime through National Geographic. It's a private jet trip all around the world. And I'm taking my girlfriend on that trip. And so you get to do really cool things. And, you know, everybody's dreams are different. So, you know, you write down what your dreams are, and then you you stay focused on those things, and then go into action and continue to grow personally. And over time, those dreams can become a reality.
Awesome. Very good. Well, tell us then about some things that you see that kind of offer the most impact in terms of the Send Out Cards program from the product perspective. You know, what you can do as a sender of cards, not necessarily from the business side, but just from a sender of cards.
Absolutely. On so many levels, Send Out Cards can have a positive impact on your life and on the lives of the people around you. From a business standpoint, you know, we all have experienced going to our mailbox and pulling junk mail out of the mailbox, and most business owners express their appreciation through marketing type things where they're trying to offer you something like 10 or 20% off, or, you know, some type of an offer to get you to come into their store or whatever, those kinds of things. You always see things like, you know, we appreciate your referrals. Everything is about getting more business. Well, what we've learned is that appreciation will win over self-promotion every time. And so what we teach people to do is to look for opportunities to celebrate other people's lives on a daily basis and really appreciate other people through thank you cards without expecting anything in return. And so one of the things that I've learned is that rather than sending out cards with, you know, business cards in them or logos, those kinds of things, We just look for opportunities to upload pictures onto cards and say thank you or say I appreciate you or to say I'm sorry or looking forward to seeing you or nice to meet you. But we're looking for opportunities to celebrate other people's lives on a daily basis in a way that will help them to feel really appreciated by us. And people will do business with you when they like you, they trust you, and they need to remember you. They need to know who you are. And that's one of the things that the program can do very effectively. Also, how many times do we wake up and go, oh, I need to send a get well card to so-and-so or my friend or my cousin's birthday's coming up, and then we never send the card. Think about the times that you've gone to the store and picked up a card and you paid $3 or $4 for it. You didn't have a pen or a stamp and you brought it home, put it on your kitchen counter, and then a week or 2 weeks later, the time's gone by and there's really not much you can do with that, so it ends up in a drawer. We all have 3 or 4 or 5 cards that we purchased years ago, and we don't even know who we bought them for. And so through send-out cards, it gives you the ability to very quickly jump on your computer while it's on your mind and get it in the mail and personalize it. And so there's a lot of different ways that you can use send-out cards. I look for ways that I can, just really stay in front of the people in my network on a regular basis in a way that they know that they're appreciated by me on a daily basis. So every day I spend 5 to 15 minutes in front of my computer. I think of somebody that deserves to receive a card from me, and I send them a card. Today I send a number of cards. I send a couple of birthday cards, and I send a thank you card, and I send a get well card to a buddy of mine that had a fall that's in the hospital right now. And so, we all have those opportunities every day, and we miss them usually.
Isn't it fun to be involved in a business that's truly feel good, where you are using the go-giver principle of giving without, consideration of what you're going to get back in return, but knowing that as you give, you're going to get more?
Absolutely. You know, how many products do you know that, you get to send out a card, and you feel better because you had the opportunity to make somebody else's life a little bit better, and they feel better for receiving the card.
That's a true win-win.
Oh, it's a win-win. And then on top of that, you can have checks coming into your mail as a result of doing it.
Very powerful. So on that note, then tell us a few things that you see as most exciting about the business side, the opportunity that's available with send-out cards.
Well, Jackie, 5 years ago when I first saw send-out cards, one of the things that got me excited was I thought to myself, I could be anywhere in the world, and I could be sitting on a pool deck, and as long as there was high-speed internet coming out of that hotel, I could be looking out at the ocean, and I could be sending out cards, and today sending out gifts and gift cards and DVDs right from my computer anywhere in the world. And most places in the world today have internet service. That was exciting, and that was cool. And then now today with modern technology, the things that are happening at breakneck speed. For example, 2 weeks ago, I walked onto a commercial jet, and it said Wi-Fi right on the side of the plane. I didn't even know this when I was walking on the plane. I sit in my airline seat, open my computer, pay $9 to have the Wi-Fi for a 4-hour flight, checked a few emails, and then I thought to myself, I can send some cards out. So I sent a couple birthday cards out from 35,000 feet. And then I used my computer with the little camera on it. I took a picture of myself in the airline seat and created a card that said, I'm sending you this card from 35,000 feet. And I sent it to 1,000 people with one click. So it took me 10 minutes to create the card and 15 seconds to send it to 1,000 people from 35,000 feet. So that just gives you an idea of where the technology is going and the opportunity. And this is something that anyone can do. I have an 84-year-old woman, Dolly Kennedy, sends cards on our system. So anybody can do it. It's a technology that's very simple to use and very fun to use. And so where we're going is in terms of the business opportunity, I think you asked me to talk about that, the ability to earn a check, a residual check, every time somebody not just sends a card but sends a gift. And we found out that because we've made it so easy for people to send cards, the average consumer in the greeting card business in the past would spend $3 a month on cards. Very, very few cards would be purchased by the average consumer today. And it's still a $7.5 billion industry. But our average customer spends about $40 a month. Why? Because we've made it so easy. Even though our cards are one-fifth the price, we've made it so easy for people to send out cards and gifts that they do it every day. And so they're spending an average of $40 a month. And over time, as your organization grows and your customer base grows, you can develop a pretty nice residual check that allows you to live life the way you want to live it. So, for example, over time, as you grow your check, your residual check, every month it can grow. And over time, you might get to a point where your income with your send-out cards business matches your bills. And then you've got true financial freedom because every month that check comes in and covers your bills, and that can give you financial freedom. So there's a lot of different ways to look at it. There's a lot of different ways to look at the opportunity.
And what's the power in financial freedom, Jordan?
Well, you know, I think when somebody's truly honest, I mean, everybody wants to be productive and everybody wants to enjoy what they do. And at the same time, if we're totally honest, we want to be able to have choices and freedom. And so the freedom to not to choose your course of work, whatever it is, not based on whether you're going to get a check or not, but based on whether you just love doing it. And so you don't do it for the consideration as to whether you're going to get paid a certain amount of money. You do it because you love it, whether it pays you or not. And so what I love about network marketing and send out cards is it gives me a way that I can send positives out into the world every day, which makes me feel great. I go to my mailbox, and there's two things that come to my mailbox today, Jackie. I get checks in my mailbox, and I get cards and gifts in my mailbox. That's it. All my bills go to my bookkeeper, and all my junk mail goes to my bookkeeper. So you get to a certain point, and you hire a bookkeeper, and they handle that stuff, and then you just get your checks and your gifts and your cards. And then those checks can give you freedom. And so we all have things we want to do, and most of the time, somewhere when we're younger, somewhere around 22 to 35 years old, we start to give up on our dreams because we start to kind of get resigned and start to believe that those things aren't really possible for us. And really they are. But we got to continue to hold on to them and then stay on the course of personal development, taking action every day towards your dreams and just never giving up on those.
I love that. Checks and gifts and cards.
It's awesome.
That is awesome. Boy.
And, you know, I don't have to stock any product. I don't have to deliver any product. The company does all the fulfillment for me. Everything's done online, so it keeps it really simple.
That is awesome and simple. Why would someone want to choose to get started now? You know, a lot of people are saying, oh, the economy, blah, blah, blah. Tell us why now's a great time to get started.
Well, I don't think there's ever been a time in our lifetimes that we've seen a tougher economy. And when I say tougher, and I believe the tougher the economy, the greater the opportunity, depending on which side of it you're on. You know, you've got to be able to change because things are changing very fast. And if you don't change, you get kind of left behind. So we're seeing a time where property values have plummeted. People are upside down on their homes. A lot of people went out and borrowed money against their homes, and then they saw their property value go down, and now they're upside down, as well as many of those adjustable-rate mortgages are coming due, and their mortgage payments are going up. We've seen record unemployment in the United States, businesses failing left and right, and when businesses fail, the people they do business with are put under financial stress. Many students graduating from college and having to move in with their parents because they can't find any work. So all these kinds of things going on. Well, in that spells opportunity as well. We have an income opportunity, a business opportunity that someone can get started for well under $1,000. Think about it. What happens to that college student that graduates? There's millions of them, and they go move in with their parents. After a number of months, they can't find a job, so they have one choice. They can go out and start a business. Well, what does it cost to start a business? Somewhere between $10,000 and $100,000 or more. College students can't do that, but they can come up with a little less than $1,000. You know how I know that? Because they're buying iPhones and iPads and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, and computers, right? You know they can come up with it. It may not be their money, but you know they can come up with it. And so we can set someone up in business and give them an opportunity to create an unlimited income potential, do it from their home or from their apartment and create a residual income so that, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road, they've got something coming in. It doesn't matter if you're 22 years old right out of college or if you're 80 years old and you want to create an extra $500 a month. And so this is, in my opinion, this is the best time. In fact, network marketing typically does better during times of economic stress. And we are in the toughest time, the time there's more economic stress now than I think ever in the history of us being alive. So, you know, there's some really exciting things that can happen right now for you if you take action.
I love that. Okay, so I don't want to get into the different steps, the different categories that you can get started in, because really you should get back, the person listening should get back with the person who invited them to hear this and go through those different steps. But what I really want to talk about is once a person chooses to get started with the entrepreneur package, we're looking for people who want to build a business, who want to, you know, profit from the win-win situation and scenario that we've painted here. What would you recommend that their first steps would be? I know that you mentioned that you sat down and sent out about 80 cards. What would you recommend to someone getting started?
Okay, very simply, the system takes about an hour to learn. So get with the person that sets you up and have them show you how to send some cards out, how to upload a picture into the cards, how to get your handwriting into the system so you can send cards in your handwriting. That'll take about an hour to do all that. The second thing is, you know, typically in network marketing, they'll ask you to make a list. Well, you really don't need to do that in our company because you've got the contact manager. Everybody you send a card to goes into your contact manager. And I would start off, there's three basic steps to building a successful send-out cards business, and they're action items. They're daily action items is what they are. First thing you want to do is you want to get in the habit of sending out at least one personal card every day, not to sell something to someone, not to get them to do anything, but just to say thank you, thinking of you, I love you, I appreciate you, nice to meet you, happy birthday, something that's going to make another person's life just a little bit better. Send out at least one card like that every day. And we all know you get back what you send out. So if you send out positive, you're going to get back positive. The second thing I encourage people to do every day, the second action step to do every day, is to send out a card every day with a DVD in it. And the DVD explains the whole send-out card system. That's how I was introduced to send-out card. So you pick a card from the card catalog, one out of 15,000 cards. You type a nice message in it. You check a little box, and they put the DVD in the card for you for free. And, Jackie, you've been involved in other network marketing companies and know that most network marketing companies, in fact, as far as I know, all other network marketing companies charge $3 to $5 for a DVD. And you buy them in bulk, and you'll stuff them in envelopes and write little notes and mail them off, and those DVDs will work for you while you're sleeping. They explain your program. Well, in send-out cards, when you do the entrepreneur package, you never have to pay for a DVD. The DVDs are free, and you don't even have to stuff them in envelopes. I've probably sent out over $20,000 worth of DVDs since I've been with send-out cards and never paid for one. So the second action item, the thing you want to do every day, is send out at least one card with a DVD. If you send out a card a day, over the course of a year, that's over 300 DVDs. If you send out a DVD every day, that's over 300 DVDs. 50 or 80 of them are going to get watched, and some of those people are going to be interested. Some of them won't get watched. Then the third action item and the third thing to do to get going is you want to work with the person that sets you up to start doing one, what we call gift account walkthrough or a presentation every day, where you're offering someone else the opportunity to send a card on our system. So you have the ability to set up a free account for somebody and then walk them through sending a card for free on you. And that just the act of them sending a card to someone they care about and really experiencing what that feels like, and then watching our opportunity DVD online, those two things combined create a formula for success. So you want to start putting people into your contact manager, sending out cards, personal cards, sending out cards with DVDs, and then giving somebody else the opportunity to walk through the system sending out a card. And that's how we build a business. Very simple.
Wow. That is simple. That is very simple. That's very doable. I can't imagine anybody looking at that and going, oh, I don't know. I don't think I can do that. And that's what we want is simplicity. So let's quickly talk then about what the future is that you see with Send Out Cards. I mean, international expansion is looming large. I know that we mentioned that the card industry right now is a $7.5 billion industry, and it's kind of stayed stagnant at that for a long time. What do you see as the future with send-out cards?
You bet, Jackie. Yeah, the reading card industry has been really stable and stagnant, so to speak, for about 10, 11, 12 years. $7.5 billion industry. And again, as I mentioned, the average consumer spends about $3 a month on greeting cards. Our average customer spends about $40 a month. Why? Because, not because our cards are more expensive, they're one-fifth the price. Why would they spend $40 a month if our cards are one-fifth the price? The reason is because we've made it so much easier. But right now, we're in the United States, Canada, Australia, and you can send a card anywhere in the world, but in terms of distributors and building the business, we're in three countries. Cody Bateman, our founder, has plans to build send-out cards all over the world. So there'll be distribution centers all over the world. Imagine jumping on a computer at a hotel in Canada and sending a card to someone in Spain. That card would bypass the International Post Office and be printed in Spain, stuffed in Spain, stamped in Spain, and sent in Spain. And then you could be in South America, Buenos Aires, sending a card to somebody in Paris. Same thing. So the goal is to have printers and distribution centers all over the world. And so as we grow and expand, you'll have that opportunity. Now, the way to prepare for that is to build an organization with Jackie and myself and some of our other team members, build an organization where you are, and then as your organization grows and the company begins to announce new international destinations, some of those people on your team are going to know people in those other countries, and your business will begin to grow. So there's a huge opportunity to grow your own greeting card business, not just where you live, but virtually all over the world over time.
That's powerful.
Sure is.
So we've talked, we've covered a lot of ground, and I appreciate your time in doing that. And, you know, just the last thing I really want to close with, I'm so thrilled to be working with you again and working with those who are listening on this call and the person who invited you to listen in on this call. We're all working as a team, and we're excited about that. So talk to us a little bit about what our listeners can expect in terms of support from the team with seasoned network marketers and, you know, people who know how to get the job done.
Absolutely. You know, I do want to say this. Jackie Ulmer is one of the top network marketers in the world, and she's also one of the most humble network marketers in the world. She's not a self-promoter at all, but you'll hear her name as she's an incredible support system, and the training that she's put together is phenomenal. Not to mention, I do a weekly strategy call, a team-building call where we go through strategies, training, announcements, and promotions. All those are archived on our team support website. You can burn them onto a CD and listen to them in your car. You can listen to the calls online. You can also put them onto your MP3 or your iPhone and listen to them that way. You can also listen live every Monday night. Been doing those for 5 years. We also, the person that brings you into the business will work with you personally to help you get your business up and running. We've also got plenty of corporate support as well, including the Treat 'Em Right seminar, which is included with your package, and many other business building seminars that we offer. So you'll never feel like you're not getting enough support to build your business. You'll have more than enough to be able to learn the business and grow your business, including just an infrastructure of amazing leadership all over North America and Australia now. So very, very exciting opportunity to work with some of the, you know, premier network marketers in the world, as well as have the support, training, and materials you need to build your business.
Excellent. Well, Jordan, thanks so much for taking time with us to cover this information and to provide a little bit of vision into what we can expect, what we're all looking forward to in the future, and, you know, really how anybody with a little bit of drive and the willingness to roll up their sleeves and put a little elbow grease into it can really build a successful business. And I want to encourage anyone listening, do get back with the person who invited you to listen to this, because we want to hop on a three-way. We want to help you, help them walk through, do the gift account walkthrough, and really get your questions answered. So, Jordan, thanks again so much. We appreciate you. And any last words?
Well, I just want to say that if you decide to join us, which I hope you do, we are really excited to be working with you and help you build your team. And I'll tell you the most important thing, two things, is number one, have fun doing it. And you will, as you send cards out and the reactions you get from people and the fun you'll have sending the cards and the good feelings that it creates. And then the second thing is keep it extremely simple. The simpler you keep your business, the easier it is for people to want to get involved and the easier it is for them to communicate it to others. So you want to keep your business very, very simple. I apply the 8-year-old test. And the 8-year-old test simply says that if an 8-year-old can do it and an 8-year-old can teach it now, then you want to do it because that's what it takes to duplicate and grow a big team. And so just get yourself connected to our group, have some fun with us, and we'll see you guys at the top.
Excellent. Thank you.